All right, so let's drop down to verse 12. Let's go to verse 12. But, now listen, we'll see here. But when they did what? Believe Philip preaching the thing concerning who? The kingdom of God. And what? The name of Jesus Christ. What happened to them? They was what? Baptized, both men and women. So somebody said they were not saved. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Because some people say when you get saved, you get all the Holy Ghost. There he is. That's what's being taught by some people. But I want to ask the question, were these people saved? Let's go to John, Mark Gospel chapter 16 and verse 16. Mark Gospel. What do these people say? Mark Gospel 16. All right, here we go. And he said unto them, this is verse 15. Go where? Go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What happened to Philip? He preached what? The gospel to those people in Samaria. Are you following me? All right, let's go to the next verse. Let's see what they say. And when they believed what Philip preaching, they were baptized, right? And this is what Jesus said. And he that what? Believeth and is, shall be what? So according to Jesus, they were saved, wasn't it? Come on. I said, according to Jesus, they were saved, right? So somebody come up and say, they hadn't been baptized in the name of Jesus. Yeah, they were. They got baptized, but they're not saved. They ain't nothing else to get. Well, let's see. According to Jesus, these people were born again. So let's go back to Acts. Pick up at verse, where did we stop at? Verse 12. Let's do 13. We could skip 13, but I'm going to do 13 and show you what happened. You said this is necessary? I tell you what. When you find out how important and how powerful this spirit-filled life is and know how to walk in it, you're going to be so glad. And to get rid of all the shame, because I'm telling you, I used to be so timid and so shamed. Because see, when you don't know your game, you could be made shame. But I'm going to tell you, like Pastor Bishop Miller said, I got my head in the game. I got my heart. I got my mind in the game. You can't distract me and get my mind out there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got your head in the game? You got your mind in the game? Then Simon himself believed. See, notice. Also, and were baptized. And he continued with Philip, wonder. And beholding what? The miracles and sign which was done. Keep going. Now watch this. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had what? Received the word of God. That means they were born again. Because that's who's the word? Jesus. And being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, right? Which is Jesus. And therefore, and Romans says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you're saved. Am I right? They receive Jesus. They receive the word of God. Jesus is the word. Can you agree? Word of God. They sent unto them who? Who did they send to him? Peter and John. Keep going. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might do what? All right, two things I want you to notice in that. See, these things are clear the pathway if you get it. You notice he said, you find people always talking about tarrying for the Holy Spirit. Have you heard that? They have tarrying meetings to get filled with the Holy Ghost. The only time they waited for the Holy Spirit to get filled, and on time, any of us today, we shouldn't even be waiting. But watch this. Who, when they will come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because he's already given. You never tell anybody God going to give you the Holy Ghost. That's a wrong statement to make. That's a wrong approach to have, because the Holy Spirit has already been given. You don't pray for nobody that God will fill you with the Holy Ghost as he's going to give it to you. You pray for them to receive what he's already given. Is that clear? I mean, that's kind of scripted. Did not he say that they might receive the Holy Ghost? How can you receive something that hadn't been given? So, keep going. Then Simon, where are we? Okay, y'all got it. For as of yet, he was what? Fallen up on none of them. Only they were baptized what? In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, rather. Keep going. Then what happened? They laid their hands on them, and what happened? Now God had to send the Holy Ghost. No, they received. Why? Because the Holy Spirit already given. So you don't have to wait. You don't have to tarry. You don't have to beg. And I'm going to make this statement, but I'll come back to it somewhere later on down the line. But I'll make this statement to teach you, so when you're leading someone to receive the Holy Spirit, you need to teach them, tell them how to do it. Because once they understand how to do it, once you understand how to do it, it's so easy to receive. Because like I was talking to Mary, you ready for the $100 a day? I offer her $100. And she just sit there and say, it's yours, here it is. And I know what Jean would say. You ain't got it yet? they laid their hands on them, and they received. If once you learn how to teach people and you understand yourself, then anybody can get people filled with the Holy Spirit. But first of all, you got to get clear about the Holy Spirit. You can't have no hang-ups and hold-backs and clogged up stuff about the Holy Spirit. That is true, it's of the devil and all that. You got to get clear. The Holy Spirit ain't never worked with the devil. I'm going to get over here. I said the Holy Spirit had never worked with the devil. And we need to stop that stuff. God and the devil ain't working, running a game together. They are bona fide enemies. God hates him and he hates God. God defeated him and he's still defeated. Amen. So how do you get people filled? The one way I learned these two things the Lord taught me, the one way I learned, and I would tell people, have you, anybody in this house, you ever drink water before? God have a show of hands. Anybody? Some of y'all. You mean some of y'all sitting up here never had no water before? I don't know how you survive, but anyway. Anybody drink water before? Okay. Okay, I think some of y'all cooperating. Some of you are just being dishonest.